This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The eastbound lane of Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will close overnight so crews can repair a wall. The closure starts at 10 p.m. CDOT says the lane should reopen by 6 a.m. Wednesday. This section of I-70 was heavily damaged by debris during a flash flood on a wildfire burn scar in July. More Republicans are joining the field to try to take on Democratic Senator Michael Bennet next year. CPR's Ben Tuberkulin reports the new candidates are a state lawmaker and a former city council member.
Gino Campana served on the Fort Collins City Council and owns a real estate development company. President Trump appointed him to serve on a federal real estate board, but he was never confirmed. In his campaign announcement, Campana accuses Bennet of destroying America by supporting President Biden's agenda. Republican State Representative Ron Hanks of Canyon City is also entering the race. Hanks was elected to the State House last year and has been a vocal proponent of false claims about election fraud. Several other Republicans have also announced their desire to run against Bennet next year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Southwest will require all pilots, flight attendants, and other employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by early December. The company announced its new mandate yesterday. It's the latest airline to respond to President Biden's new federal vaccine requirement for large employers. The company says workers can apply for an exemption for medical or religious reasons. Those who refuse to get the vaccine risk losing their jobs. This is CPR and KRCC. The entirety of the Front Range will have lots of sunshine with highs in the high 70s or the low 80s this afternoon, and tonight it'll be lows in the mid 40s.